One of the highlights, we did go over a 21-acre project that we have. We've named that the Tiger North Athletic Complex, and our softball field is coming online. The girls are practicing and playing games out there. We're getting our parking in position and getting our building online for concessions and restrooms, but it's just a beautiful facility, and we're going to look forward to working with the city, Mayor Greer, and working with Mike Keeper to attach that to the nickel plate in the near future. And just it's a great facility for the kids, and it's providing a softball field, auxiliary football field for our Tiger Cub, and also a soccer facility for the kids of Peru, and it's a great facility for this community. Each year, our principals in each building, they nominate a teacher of the year in their building, and then they present those in an administrative meeting, and then we vote for the teacher of the year for Peru Community Schools. That will be announced at our staff breakfast on Tuesday, May 29th, but I do want to give them a shout-out. The high school was represented by Cindy Merrick, and she does a wonderful job for us. She is our Career Development Center specialist, and many of our seniors and businesses around Peru know her well. And the junior high was represented by Rachel Clark, and Rachel Clark is our alternative school teacher. And again, we have students that absolutely love her and appreciate what she does for our schools. Blair Point, we had Christy McGuire, and she is a teacher there at Blair, and she was represented well by her principal, and she does a great job with the gifted and talented program there at Blair Point. And Elmwood was represented by Megan Bisher, and she is a elementary school teacher that does a fantastic job for kids, and all parents know that she does a great job with reading. And they were all represented by their principals, and they made a plea for them to be Peru Community Schools Teacher of the Year, and we will find out who gets that award at the staff breakfast coming up Tuesday, May 29th.